Running ain't easy. It takes practice.
But experiment, practice. It's unbelievable what you can do if you'll just take the time to practice a little bit.
A pursued interest.
You know, we talk about that sometime, about talent. What is talent? Talent is nothing more than a pursued interest. In other words, things that you're interested in, you'll spend a lot more time working at than something you're not interested in.
And dedication.
Because if you have a little success with this, then you got enough confidence to go and you try something a little harder and a little harder. And that's the way we learn. We just do things over and over. And each time it gets easier and better, and you can do more and more difficult things.
Come to think of it, running isn't that much different than painting. The more you do it, the less daunting it seems. The more joy and confidence you feel every time you pound the pavement. Running keeps us healthy, mentally, physically. Some doctors would tell you that running saves lives. But how is running saving trees? And not just saving them, but breaking them out of jail. And why are trees even in jail? And how does Bob Ross hold the key to their freedom? I'm gonna finish this workout and then I'll tell you all about it. Let's go! Let's go!
Michelle O'Kelly is a fund developer for Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. She works alongside volunteer groups and nonprofits to help raise money for state park projects. In 2018, Michelle was planning for Michigan's upcoming state park centennial.
One of the things that we were tasked with was kind of renaming this program that we had internally.
The program, up until that point, was known as Prison Grow.
And essentially, the Department of Natural Resources would go to the parks and we would collect native seed, and then we would take the seed to these correctional facilities. And there was a program for the inmates that they could learn how to grow these trees. And they would grow the trees to about 5 or 6 feet tall. And then the Department of Natural Resources would come back and we would take the trees and we would plant them.
There, maybe another little tree right there. And you decide how many trees live in your world. It's up to you. Totally and completely up to you.
I just was sitting at the table and had, you know, just like this moment where I was like, oh, the trees are leaving these correctional facilities and they get to go live in a state park. They're happy little trees.
Every year, the state of Michigan plants about 1,000 trees throughout state parks. And all the work is done by volunteers. So Michelle got permission from the Bob Ross Company to use Bob's likeness to help solicit those volunteers. And so the Prison Grow program would now be known as Happy Little Trees.
I'm going to lift gently upward just to make it look like little trees are growing on those hills far away.
And just like a Bob Ross painting, once that first idea was planted, more happy little thoughts started to take root.
So we try to give you numerous ideas.
Michelle O'Kelly is a runner too. She nurtures her love of running and her skills as an event planner by organizing 5Ks and marathons.
I want you to enjoy success with this, because if you enjoy success, you'll get hooked on it. I enjoyed some success with this many years ago, and it has become my entire life, and I love it.
Planting thousands of trees is no simple task, no matter how happy they are. They don't get to the state parks by themselves. More money is needed for transport, supplies, staking, and fencing. So to help make Michigan's trees even more joyful, Michelle makes another proposal, the Bob Ross Run for the Trees.
Again, Joan and the team, we love this idea. Bob would love it. That's what they always say, and it just like gives me goosebumps.
Isn't that fantastic?
Michelle sends an email blast to the DNR's listserv to get a better idea of how many folks want to run for the trees. Michelle is hoping that with Bob's help, they might get 1,000 signatures.
And then we had 20,000 people drop in their email addresses, and we're like, oh boy, this is going to be so much bigger than we can host in just one small park.
Folks from all over the world want to be part of this happy little 5K. They want their super cool Bob Ross Run for the Trees t-shirt. And the only way to appease all these happy little runners, to maximize the joy, is to allow folks to do the run virtually. And so, in 2019, the first ever Bob Ross Happy Little 5K happens.
Start the race.
On your mark, get set, go.
Nearly 20,000 people wind up running for the trees. Not just from the state of Michigan, but from every state in the nation.
Let it happen. Let it happen.
And overseas, too. Michelle gets responses from nearly 20 countries outside the U.S., from the U.K. all the way to Australia. proving that the power of Bob Ross knows no geographic boundaries.
Okay, in our world, we can have any color we want. Because we're the boss. We can do it all.
The first ever Bob Ross run for the trees is a huge success. The following spring, new shirts are made. New Bob Ross running bibs. Newer, cooler, colorful Bob Ross medals, shaped like pallets. All in anticipation of an even larger turnout.
Titanium white, phthalo green, Prussian blue, Van Dyke brown, alizarin crimson, sap green, cad yellow, and permanent red. Only 8 colors that you need.
And then,
warning New Yorkers of a possible order to shelter in place.
This is moving very fast. We should all be very concerned about how we find a way to slow down the trajectory of this virus. The idea of shelter in place has to be considered now.
The world comes to a literal standstill. But because the Run for the Trees is already virtual, thousands of folks still participate in 2020. Heck, they look forward to getting outside, doing something, anything. To be outdoors, to be among the trees, feels like a greater blessing than ever.
And if painting teaches you nothing else, it'll teach you to look at nature, to see a fantastic beauty that's around us every day, that we take for granted. Take a little time, stop and look at it.
In 2020 and in the years that follow, folks continue to pull up their socks and put in their 5 kilometers, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Happy Little Trees program. 4 more state departments of natural resources have joined Michigan in hosting the annual Bob Ross 5K run. Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, and South Carolina. Michelle O'Kelly is the one who planted the seed. People like Michelle come up with all kinds of ideas to raise money, to organize, to inspire others to participate. So why did Michelle think of Bob?
So I'm a 1975 baby, so if that gives you any idea that I was kind of watching him through, you know, the mecca of his career.
Thank you very much for allowing me into your home. I've made literally hundreds and hundreds of fantastic friends.
By contacting the Bob Ross Company, Michelle passed her bravery test, and it's led to all this.
Reached out to them with a fondness for him and for his gentleness and for his love of nature, and thought that it was a perfect fit. And I can tell you that working with Bob Ross Incorporated as a team has just been an incredible joy too. I mean, I don't think they've ever said no to anything. They were just like, we love this idea. This is great. Let's push forward. Let's do this. Bob would love it. I don't know that you can work with kinder, nicer, more genuine people.
One brushstroke, then another, then another. A blank canvas became an almighty painting. And an overwhelming affection for Bob has helped free some trees and spread some joy worldwide.
I'm so incredibly happy that it's worked out and has brought so much joy to other people.
And to trees.
And to trees. And as a competitive runner yourself, I mean, that's the interesting part of this too, is a lot of the folks that are doing this are people that have never or probably may never do another 5K. Like, they're doing it legitimately because of their love for trees and their love for Bob. And I'd say probably 75% of the pictures that get submitted are big groups and families that are doing this together. I've seen them where it's like a split screen picture where, you know, here's my sister in Colorado and here I am in Illinois and we're doing this together. And so I think that's one of the cooler things about it, is it doesn't necessarily hit or pull people that are, I guess, your stereotypical runners and walkers. They're people that are doing it because of their love of Bob Ross.
You can learn more about the Happy Little Trees program and register for the next Run for the Trees at michigan.gov/DNR Happy Little Trees.
I get letters every day, as I say, from people all over the world, fantastic friends. And they tell me they never believed they could paint. And they're doing paintings now that friends and relatives absolutely don't believe. I've had some of them tell me that the friends start looking real close and try to find the numbers. They think they're paint by number. That they never believed that their friend had that kind of talent. But you can do this. You really and truly can do this.
Bob Ross has been making us believe we can paint since the 1980s. There's hundreds of episodes of The Joy of Painting to prove it. But what must it have been like to be encouraged by Bob away from the cameras
to think that someone can do that and have that influence and that power just by putting some color on a canvas and calling them happy little trees is like just unbelievable.
Chris Taylor has had a long history at Ball State University. He went to school there. After he graduated, he got involved in the athletic department. All this led to his current job as the senior director of sports production at Ball State.
Farrell will inbound baseline to Colson. Heaves three-quarter court. It's over. It's over. Ball State, for the first time since 2001, beats a ranked opponent. It's eighth-ranked Notre Dame in South Bend on a Tuesday night in December.
Chris gives lectures there, too.
I do. I teach, you know, we've turned this into a track, so there are, I teach classes in storytelling and production and sports writing, all the different things. But
So you're going to grade the podcast after this, this episode comes out?
But I did think about the extra headset and the microphone in a phone versus just the laptop. So
Chris grew up in Indiana, a Midwesterner through and through.
There's a lot of pride in our university for sure. And, you know, in our city, in our town. And at the end of the day, it's where Bob made the joy of painting.
I'll show you step by step how to paint some beautiful little paintings very easy. And if you've been with us before, please allow me to thank you for inviting us back for another series of painting shows.
I mean, I'm an only child, so I was active in all kinds of things as a child growing up, centered around art, you know, always drawing or sketching or doodling. And that kind of led to taking an art class with my grandmother, who kind of really pushed me into, you know, keep doing this. It's okay to explore the art side of what you want to do.
Chris and Grandma Taylor started to paint together. Then they discovered Bob on public television.
You know, I saw him on TV, and then, like I said, my grandmother and I started doing some art classes, painting classes, in a little town just right next to Muncie called Yorktown, Indiana. There was a painting shop called Painted Memories. And we went there, and it wasn't wet on wet. It wasn't a Bob Ross painting class. It was just oil painting. And one of the paintings that we did as part of this, you know, this class was a mini landscape. I was probably, I want to say, you know, 12, 13 at the time, maybe even a touch younger than that, honestly. The lady who owned and taught the class, who owned Painted Memories in Yorktown, her name was Marilyn McAllister, wonderful, wonderful woman. She said, hey, you need to come back on Saturday and meet Bob. And I was kind of like, Bob? Like the Bob on TV?
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the 29th Joy of Painting series. If this is your first time with us, allow me to extend a personal invitation for you to get your brushes and your paints and paint along with us each show.
And so I did. Like, I went back on that Saturday, and I met Bob Ross for the first time. And there was this magical connection that, as I look back on it now, I realized how powerful it was. But maybe at the time as a kid, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the guy that I just watch on TV every week.
We'll use about a dozen colors of some unorthodox brushes, and each show I'll show you how to put some of nature's masterpieces right here on the canvas. So I tell you what, let's get started.
He took such an interest in me, and I'm sure he did this with everyone. There was something that he saw in me, or the painting that I brought the painting that I had done the week or two before. I'm like, hey, here's what I just did. And we just kept in touch. He's like, keep in touch. Let's get together. Come see me in the studio. We should paint sometime.
A 12-year-old aspiring artist gets invited by the Bob Ross to come over and paint sometime. Yeah, sure. No big deal.
Drop us a line.
We literally were pen pals. I would write him and send him pictures of my painting, and he would write back when he wasn't here. If he was in town, many times we would try to meet when he was here in Muncie filming The Joy of Painting. He would invite me into the studio. I just sat in the back. And in some ways, I think Ron, that kind of encouraged my video production side in a sense, because I was in the studio and I was watching all this production of a TV show going on, seeing what Bob was doing.
You know, when I'm finishing this tree up, I'd like to just take a second and thank a lot of fantastic people for making these programs possible. All the people behind the scenes that you don't see, they're super. We have some of the best people in PBS here, and absolutely the best director. She yells at me a lot, but she's a good director. And she makes these shows happen. There's just so many people that you never get a chance to meet, and they're special.
Chris gets to know Bob at the peak of his real-time success.
he was traveling around the world and he was on these TV shows and, like, you know, Donahue and Regis and Kathy Lee.
Say out loud, your work will never hang in a museum. No. Bob!
Well, maybe it will, but probably not this Smolny.
Because why, Bob? What's the deal here? What are you telling us?
Well, I'm trying to teach people a form of art that anybody can do. This is art for anyone who's ever wanted to put a dream on canvas.
And so there was a little bit of starstruck there, but he made it so comfortable that it didn't feel that way. Like, he genuinely, like, had an interest. He would talk about painting and, like, you need to keep doing this. He was always the encourager.
By the time Chris gets to high school, he's still pursuing painting and still being encouraged by Bob.
And he was like, Chris, you need to be a certified Ross instructor. He's like, you have the talent now to go teach what we're doing. And I think that's where it was kind of like, oh my gosh, like, this could be something really exciting.
Because that's one of the things we do. We travel around and teach people to paint who honestly don't think they have any talent, or that they say they never could. And recently we were on the Phil Donahue show, and they picked us out, some five people out of the audience, who said they absolutely could not paint. Had no talent, no experience, and knew they couldn't do it. We worked with them for just over 2 hours, and if you saw the show, they produced beautiful paintings. I was as proud as an old mother hen.
And just as Chris starts his collegiate career at Ball State, the joy of painting moves its filming location from the house in Minnetresta to the university campus.
In between classes, I'd pop down to the studio and just see Bob and talk to Bob or whatever, right? Watch him paint, and then I go back to another class or come back down or whatever it might be.
Hi, welcome back.
Chris plans to get a CRI certification right after he graduates from Ball State. But in the summer of 1995, Chris gets a phone call that puts that dream on hold. Bob Ross is gone.
I stopped painting for a long time, probably like I know a lot of people. The thing that also sticks out to me is often in his show, he would say you have to have the dark in order to have the light.
We need dark in order to show light. So first we'll put some dark on here.
Bob's famous phrase is about painting. But like most of the Bob-isms that stick with us, it's about more than that.
And then as you got older, and probably even more so after his death, wow, that is not painting. You know, that's the theme for life. And throughout, you know, dark moments of my life, and everyone has those, you know, yeah, you feel like there's a little Bob on your shoulder and like, okay, there's going to be some light soon.
And years later, that light starts flickering. In the house in Muncie, where the joy of painting was once filmed, it was getting a makeover, being turned into a Bob Ross exhibit, the Bob Ross Experience. And the curators want to meet Chris, hear all his Bob stories.
And I remember we met downstairs at a studio right here at a coffee shop in Muncie, Indiana. And it was just like amazing. I felt so rejuvenated. I'm like, man, I got to just keep doing this. I got to start painting again, make it more of my thing.
Even long after his departure, Bob's presence in Chris's life is still powerful. So much so that Chris fulfills his destiny and finally becomes a CRI.
Isn't that neat? And you can do it.
Now Chris spends a lot of time at the Bob Ross Experience, doing what Bob did. Painting, teaching.
I feel Bob every step of the way.
And now he's going to paint Season 28, Episode 10's Splendor of Autumn.
I've just covered the entire canvas with a very, very thin coat of liquid white, so it's all wet and ready to go. So let's just have some fun today.
I want this to be a happy little autumn scene, so we've got some good color in the sky.
The splendor starts with a yellow ochre sun.
A yellow ochre. It's sort of a gold color. Very nice, warm color. I like it. If you put two eyes and a big smiley face on there, we'd have somebody's portrait right there. No, not really.
I think in the series on the show, Bob said, hey, if you look at that, you put a couple eyes in there, you'd have a nice little character of someone.
I was going to ask if you were going to make the same joke, and you made it. You beat me to the punch, Chris.
Yeah.
You said something that could be somebody's portrait, right?
Yeah.
And then he just blew it off like he didn't even make a joke.
He did have a wonderful sense of humor. Sometimes it showed on the show, and then certainly in real life he had a fun side too.
And around that golden sun, a lavender sky.
So to do that, I'm going to take a good amount of alizarin crimson, and I'm going to get a hint of phthalo blue, proportionally much more alizarin crimson than the blue. You want to do the corners first, so it's darker, and then work your way down.
Here we go. I'm gonna put a little bit on the other side over here too. We don't want him left out. There. Just sort of blend it around.
All right, we got us a nice happy little sky.
And once the sky is in, it's time for some big decisions.
And maybe in our world, back in here, I don't know, just start making decisions here. Maybe there's some little things that live back in here, wherever. We're just gonna make some little background indications, things that live far away. There.
I feel like most everyone I've spoken to uses the same lingo.
I do it even if I wasn't, you know, well, I do it when I teach, but I also, if I'm just here by myself in the studio, I'm knocking out some of the same lingo.
You'd be talking to yourself about duders?
Yeah. Little doer right there. Little doer. Definitely make the sounds that everyone makes. So we'll get to that in a minute.
Maybe there's a big old bell that lives right there. Got to make those little noises or it didn't work. There we go.
Just using the 2-inch brush, using the corner of the brush. Think like a tree, as Bob would say. Think like a tree. Just don't drop them in at random. Think about what the shape and the form might be.
Get the light and the dark side both at once. Works well. And maybe, yeah, what the heck, it's working so well. Let's do it again.
Bob was always true. I think I did learn from Bob that it's okay to have a tree as a friend. So in those days, I would go out and talk to trees in the yard, just like Bob said it was okay. So,
and people will think that you've worked for long periods of time to create these illusions. Shh, it's our secret. Don't tell them. Just enjoy.
And that's really the joy of painting. Look at that one. That's a sparkler that just popped out.
Let's see. Here's a brush. We'll put a little white on it. This is just titanium white. Maybe in our world, right there. Maybe there's lights zinging right across the water. Want that to be nice and shiny.
A dark background of little doers. A light shining across water. Bob's lessons about contrast and perspective are constantly in play. Chris wields his almighty palette knife to cut in some sticks and twigs.
Little doers, Ron, little doers in here.
All of those little things help create the illusion of distance in your painting. There we are. That's enough to get us started.
Let's just put a nice big bravery test in here. See a big old tree that lives right there.
Big tree, right there. Right there.
And the more you paint, the more you're like, all right, I can do that. I'm not scared to do that anymore.
See, as you paint, you begin to see all these little things. Just practice. Just practice. You'll learn to create as you paint.
All right. So we've got some trees in there. We got to think about the foreground.
Some dark bushes.
Who knows where they go? Maybe. Yeah. We'll just bring them together.
And now you're really just trying to get some color in here.
A little yellow ochre, a little cad yellow, maybe even a little bright red. Just tap the brush.
Now you're putting on the highlights here, so you really do need to think about the lay of the land.
And we'll go back up in here. Ooh, there's a little firecracker. Little firecracker.
The highlights are in. Happy little firecrackers bursting in the air.
And I think with that, Ron, we have a finished painting.
Boy, that's dynamite.
Chris signs his name in red in the bottom left corner, just like Bob. Whenever he signs, he paints the R in Taylor like Bob paints the R in Ross. A tribute to the man who was a friend and mentor. I ask Chris what he loves most about being a CRI, about carrying on Bob's legacy.
I'm blown away by the number of children that like who know who Bob is and they watch Bob. I've done demos where a child has asked me like, when does Bob come? When will Bob be here? And they don't know, right? They don't know that he's gone. And that's fine. Like, I think that's the power of Bob Ross.
Great big evergreen, strong, powerful. He sits here, watches out for all the little things that live here. And what a view that he has.
I want to be Bob for someone else, like he was to me. I want to be able to show them how to paint and let them believe in themselves that they can do anything. If I can do that to have the same effect that Bob had on me.
Just want to create some little effects like this. There we are. See, just let them go. Let them go. Wherever. It doesn't matter.
Chris has letters from Bob hanging in his painting studio in downtown Muncie. There's a photo of Chris and Bob hanging up too. They're in the Joy of Painting studio in the early 90s. Bob in his traditional jeans and chambray shirt, holding his palette, a huge Bob Ross smile on his face.
It's a great picture. You're shaking hands, but what else I noticed about it is that you seem like nonplussed. You seem like less than awestruck by the fact that you're shaking the man's hand.
I know. There are other photos where I'm certainly smiling, but the one in the shirt, the 90s
like a quiet
shirt.
Confidence you're exuding.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe that was like, this is Bob Ross and I'm Chris Taylor and like, I got to be cool. And I don't know.
Bob always made Chris feel welcome, feel comfortable. Like hanging together was no big deal. Anytime they shared a canvas, it was always impromptu. Their conversations, Bob's encouragement. It all happened simply for the joy of painting.
And that may be the true joy of painting, is when you share it with other people. I really believe that's the true joy.
Chris Taylor knows how special it was to have a front row seat to what Bob Ross was all about. To have a real life Bob Ross experience. He can still feel Bob whenever he picks up a paintbrush. Whenever he teaches another Bob Ross painting class. Whenever he does most anything.
I feel like in many ways, like Bob's behind me and like with his hands on my shoulders, pushing me to continue to do stuff. And it's like this really scary, but magical and awesome feeling, you know?
Personally, I think that's true of anything in life. You just, if you can believe it, you can do it.
Find out more about Chris and sign up for a class at ChrisTaylorArtist.com. The old clock on the wall tells me it's time to call this one finished. I want to thank my guests, Michelle O'Kelly and Chris Taylor. And thanks to the man himself, Bob Ross. Come on, Bob, let's go for a run.
So we have teachers running loose all over the country. There, gotta spread the joy.
Remember to support your local public television station. Say thanks for giving us Bob Ross and the Joy of Painting. We want to see your paintings. Use hashtag PaintLikeBobRoss. Bob Ross certified instructors are the only ones that know how to teach you Bob's world-famous painting method. So don't settle for second best. Find the local CRI at bobross.com and then click Take a Class. Got your own Bob Ross story to tell? Leave us a message at 866-FANBRUSH. Or email us at podcast@bobross.com. Follow all things Bob Ross on Facebook at The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. I'm Ron Scalzo. The Joy of Bob Ross is produced by Lonely Weekend Productions in partnership with Bob Ross, Inc. Bob Ross name and images are registered trademarks of Bob Ross, Inc.